The Cozy Catastrophe. Sci-fi writer Brian Aldiss coined the term as a direct dig at a fellow Englishman's popular novel. It's since become a sub-genre description of apocalyptic science fiction, which was John Wyndham's domain. Beloved at home? Not so famous, but you do know his work. Today on Sci-Fi Idols, let's talk about John Wyndham, shall we? While The Cozy Catastrophe is certainly derogatory, I mean, it's no sci-fi ghetto, right? Aldiss' disdain for what he saw as quaintly resolved and, apart from the apocalypse part, otherwise consequence-free endings for the major characters was fairly venomous, and it was aimed squarely at Day of the Triffids author John Wyndham. In Billion Year Spree, The History of Science Fiction, Aldiss said, "The essence of Cozy Catastrophe is that the hero should have a pretty good time, a girl, free sweets at the Savoy, automobiles for the taking, while everyone else is dying off." John Wyndham Parks Lucas Bainham Harris started his writing career in the same manner as many of his peers. He had many previous interests, law, art, advertising, but eventually turned to writing and found his niche by selling a few pulp stories, under a pen name, of course. And then, like many of his peers, a war intervened and took his focus elsewhere. Returning home to England after the war, Wyndham, noting his brother Vivian's success as a novelist, went back to writing and set his sights on novels. He begat a new pen name, John Wyndham, and changed his style a bit to suit novels versus pulps and serialized fiction. And in 1951, The Day of the Triffids was published, the quintessential cozy catastrophe, according to Aldiss. But it wasn't alone. The war undoubtedly played a part in the thought processes which led Wyndham to write it as he did. There were other post-war novels and stories which ended with a quaint, hopeful post-apocalypse too. Again, this probably had quite a lot to do with the experiences of people during the war, and the hope for the future. Even Aldiss admits the redeeming qualities in Triffids and presumably others of the sub-sub genre. In Billion Year Spree, he also said, "Yet there is magic in the Day of the Triffids, and in the excitement of the hero and his girl moving through a collapsing London." As you likely know, the film version of The Day of the Triffids was released in 1962 and, despite its shortcomings, made a marked impression on the UK's film-going public. But wait, says a nagging voice at the back of your mind, wasn't there another film? And yes, there was. And it scared the bejesus out of a wider swath of people all over the world. This was 1960's Village of the Damned, based on Wyndham's The Midwich Cuckoos. The title, if it seems odd, is based on the fact that cuckoos will put their own eggs in the nests of other birds, and those chicks will hatch faster and larger than the others, eating up resources all the while the mother bird dotes on it as if it were one of her own, much the same as happens in the book and film. Village of the Damned spawned a sequel a couple of years later, as well as a 1995 remake by John Carpenter. Several of his short stories were filmed for cinema and television, but Village and Triffids remained his most well-known works due to the films. However, many consider The Chrysalids his best work, along with The Kraken Awakens. I know. Some of you are yelling at your headphones right now, thinking I've overlooked something important, but rest assured I'm about to get to it. In 1981, a very true-to-the-book television version of Day of the Triffids came to the BBC, and if you watch only one cinematic version of a Wyndham story mentioned here, I highly recommend it be this. I'm very serious about this. It's available on DVD and on various on-demand streaming services. This is one of those rare cases where the TV gets it right and outshines all the movies. Not that I'm not encouraging you to read and see it all, right? Insert winky emoticon. Nearly all his works are either still in print or have been recollected into volumes. There were even some posthumously published works including The Sleepers of Mars and Exiles of Asperus, which collected some of his early short story work under the name John Bennion. So you've no excuse for not indulging in a cozy catastrophe or two. Indeed, all of the novels I've mentioned, except for Cuckoo's, fall squarely within the genre. It took Wyndham a long time to settle on his true calling. He grew up rich, he didn't have it hard, until the war, perhaps. But if you look, you'll find a deep enough catalog to entertain you for weeks, and maybe even scare the bejesus out of you too. John Wyndham, you may not know him by name, but he is a true sci-fi idol. This has been Sci-Fi Idols with your host Maggie McPhee. You can find us online at scifiidols.com. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod.